Hello and welcome to People in Profit. I'm Charles Pellegrin. Well, they burst onto the scene 4 years ago and are taking over the pharmaceutical world. I'm talking about glucagon-like peptide 1s, or GLP-1s, but you're probably more familiar with their brand names like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound, which people around the world have started using. They've completely disrupted the business of weight loss, proving to be much more efficient than diet and exercise. And that could drive Big Pharma's revenue for years to come. Morgan Stanley Research now estimates that the global market for these drugs could peak at $150 billion by 2035 from sales last year worth $15 billion. For more on the ins and outs of this success story, we can speak with Frédéric Bizard. He's a health economist and professor at macroeconomics at ESCP Business School. Thank you for being with us.
Hello.
I want to start with one piece of news. On June 20th, the American College of Cardiology recommended the use of GLP-1s as the first line of treatment when it comes to weight management, ahead of diet and exercise for eligible patients. What does that tell us?
That tells us that, first of all, obesity is really a pandemic in the U.S. You know, 40% of the population, of the adult population, is suffering from obesity. And obesity is a source of around 20 serious diseases, and cardiovascular diseases are among them. So everything that can be with some safety and efficacy reduce the obesity, and specifically for really the serious obesity, that means BMI over 35, over 40, it's quite a revolution for these people, because when you are suffering a very severe obesity, it's your life is a hell, and it's very, very difficult to fight against it. So you improve their well-being a lot, and that's a game changer in terms of the way of life for these people. So for these cardiologists, just put the priority to reduce the obesity, and it helps to reduce by around 20% if we take the most efficient drugs, which is the Eli Lilly drugs, Zepbound, that you quoted. It's a kind of miracle for these people, even if we will see that you have side effects and you have to be very cautious about the future and the development of these drugs for more than what is the case at the moment.
Well, that was exactly my next question. 50 to 70% of the people who use these treatments say they suffer from side effects, notably of nausea, vomiting. And that means that they stop using them generally after a year. What do we know about a long-term use of these drugs, and what do these side effects tell us about these treatments in the long term?
We don't have so many studies about the long-term benefits and the long-term side effects of these drugs. Even if it's an old class of medication, you know, the first GLP-1 drugs was launched in 2005 by AstraZeneca, because the main indication for these drugs is not weight loss, but is a sugar control, so for type 2 diabetes. And that's still the main use, obviously, of these drugs. So we have quite a long-term vision of the benefits and of the side effects for the use within the type 2 diabetes, but we don't have a long-term view for the use for the weight loss.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, in France, there's been a different approach to how to prescribe these drugs. It's a bit more cautious. Drugs like Ozempic are tightly monitored and prescribed only for diabetes, if I'm correct. How do you explain the difference in approach between, let's say, France and the United States?
All the countries in Europe are highly regulated, and the states are very cautious to control the expenses. So we are very cautious, not only because to secure the patient's health, but to make sure that it's not going to be too costly for the state, for the social security. Because, you know, in terms of economics, it's not easy to value the loss of 10% of your weight, for example, you know. It's not a direct benefit, health benefit. We know that it would be a benefit for the drug. But, you know, when you suffer from a cancer, you can evaluate directly the benefit of your cure. But in that case, it's pretty difficult to really evaluate accurately what is the exact value of the drugs. And because we have strong deficit, if you speak about France, you know, the States is pretty reluctant to fix the price. So it has been launched in France, but it's not reimbursed. And actually, it's the case in 10 countries in Europe. It has been launched in 10 countries, but it's reimbursed only in the UK and in Switzerland. It's 300 euros, around 300 euros per month. That means 3,600 euros per year. And a lot of people suffering from obesity are people from the low social class. So they are not able to afford such a cost.
Well, we're talking about that cost, and you've described these treatments almost as a miracle drug earlier. They come at a hefty price, as much as $1,000 a month in the U.S. So some people there in the United States have taken matters into their own hands and banded together to import the active ingredients used to make them and then make their own personalized weight loss medications with the help of online forums. Eliza Herbert has the story.
After that's done, look at it, make sure that you're mixed.
This is Amy Spencer. She is a mother of two from Missouri in the United States, and every week she injects herself with weight loss drugs. Not Wegovy or Zepbound, but active ingredients that she bought online.
I found there are several peptide message boards on Reddit, and I started looking at those, and that's where I found the grey market.
Weight loss drugs known as GLP-1s are made of synthetic peptide molecules that mimic hormones naturally produced in the gut. By procuring the ingredients directly from China, she pays about $50 per month, around 10% of what she would pay if she took approved medicines. She believes it is a safe practice if she takes small doses.
I might get the tiniest bit of nausea, but it is rare.
Even if the ingredients are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. An estimated 3/4 of adults are overweight or obese in the United States, and of them, 8% say they have taken medications to help with weight loss. Murray, who chose to be identified by her middle name, made her first online purchase of 20 vials in January after the cheaper pharmacy version she was taking was banned by the FDA.
Our healthcare system is broken, and if insurance covered this, if the manufacturers made it available at the same price that Canadians pay or people in the UK pay, the grey market wouldn't exist.
In March, Murray's Telegram group chipped in to get samples of their drug tested by a third party at the Janáček Analytical Lab in the Czech Republic. It came back with almost 100% purity.
The most common client we have is just your regular Joe. It's people who've never dealt with this sort of stuff before, which I find pretty concerning.
Drug makers Lilly and Novo Nordisk that make Zepbound and Wegovy respectively have called the growing grey market trend dangerous and illicit.
Professor Bizarre, what do you think when you see this? Is this a testament to how attractive those treatments are, or does it also tell something about the healthcare system in the U.S.?
I mean, it's not specific to the U.S. You know, it's such a big revolution in the media, and you have so many people who'd love to take it, but who can't take it because it's too expensive or because you have a shortage of production, that inevitably you have people that think that they can manage a production. And, you know, drugs is a drug. Even if you know the active ingredients, you know, it's you have to go through very strict procedures to produce the drugs. Even if you are a pharmacologist and if you know pretty well the chemical things, you are able to make it. But I think it's a big danger.
One final question. Lowering the price point of GLP-1s is the next frontier, it seems, for these pharmaceutical groups. A group like Eli Lilly is hoping to get the Food and Drug Administration to approve a cheaper and more convenient form of treatment in the form of a pill called orforglipron by the end of the year. What do you expect the impact of such a treatment to be?
Yeah, probably, especially, you know, the strong development of obesity is not in rich countries. It's in the middle revenue countries like Brazil, India, China, Nigeria, and everything. So the next speed up, because it's a race for all these big pharma. Not because it's an old drug, I said that before, it's going to be off patent. That means that you are going to have some generics. And the generics drugs mean that the price will be, I don't know, 50%, 60%, or 70% lower. So, and it's going to start next year. You know, next year, it's off patent in China, Brazil, and India. So obviously, that will be the next step when you will have a huge development in terms of volume of these drugs, because it will be accessible to millions and millions of people from this middle-income country. And that will really change the pace. And that will be the moment where we will be able to say, concerning your past questions, if the security profile is really good or if you have a danger of it.
That story is still being written. Professor Frédéric Bizard, thank you for sharing your insights with us on People in Profit. Well, that's all for this episode. If you need to inject more of our People in Profit content into your eyeballs or ear canals, you can always watch or listen on the France 24 app or the podcast platform of your choice. In the meantime, thank you for watching and stay tuned to France 24.